The National Peace Council has added its voice to calls for doctors to call off their strike. There is a deadlock between government and doctors over negotiations over conditions of service. This has led to numerous individuals and organizations to appeal to the doctors to return to work. Chairman of the National Peace Council, Most Reverend Professor Emmanuel Asante, is calling on the doctors to reconsider their action on humanitarian grounds. He made the call on Behind the News last night.
Every citizen in this country must be concerned about doctors going on strike. Why? Because in terms of our health. Now, the Peace Council, I must say this, received a letter from the Ghana Medical Association. It was a very simple letter. I was listening to one of them, I think the Deputy GMA Secretary, speaking on one FM, stating that brought their concerns to us and others, and we didn't do anything about it. I beg to say that nobody actually brought any concerns to us. They brought us a way forward in terms of the steps they're going to take to resign. They didn't even give us any details in respect of their grievances. So we didn't know anything about their grievances other than what other people know, what we have read from the media and so on. But when we received their letter, and I must say that the letter came to me on Wednesday.
That's it. Last week, Wednesday.
Last week, Wednesday.
And are you able to tell us what was in the letter?
The content of the letter was simply a letter attached to a way forward that they are writing to draw attention to the steps they have agreed to take in respect of, you know, the negotiations that are going on. And the steps are the withdrawals, the services, the fact that they were going to withdraw their services first to the OPD, then the emergency cases, and then the mass resignation and so on. When we got this letter, we replied on Friday. I signed the letter to be distributed, to be sent to them. And our plea is that we know that, you know, the labor agitation is something that is done in any civilized country. So I don't think that they are doing anything that is untoward.
Most Reverend Emmanuel Asante is the chairman of the National Peace Council. Meanwhile, former Director General of the Ghana Health Service, Dr. Elias Sori, has accepted the challenge for retired doctors to assist in the care of patients due to the current situation.
At this present moment, we should be appealing both sides to relook at things, and especially to my colleague. I've said it somewhere. The impact of our withdrawal is already felt, and that has already sent a signal, and that should be enough for them to come back whilst negotiations are going on. And I believe that government sincerely will also be taking things up to look at how this will be done. It involves funding. We know it could be a challenge, but if we see brightness in front of us, I believe that people will be assured, and this will not be repeated. The essential thing is that we have come to the climax of strikes in the system, I believe. That is to the doctors, and we should be finding permanent solutions to what is happening. As a former director general, I didn't just preside over only doctors. I presided over the health sector workers, and I believe that in doing this, we should take a holistic view of what is happening and make sure that we address that.
Former Director General of the Ghana Health Service, Dr. Elias Sori. Meanwhile, the Minister of Health, Anlik Sebefia, says negotiations between government and doctors are still ongoing despite a deadlock on Sunday. He said items which fall under Category 2 and 3 allowances cannot be negotiated by government but have been directed to the appropriate body, which is the Public Services Joint Standing Negotiation Committee.
As far as we are concerned, there was a proposal by the doctors. We put in a counter proposal, and they've also now put in a further proposal. So basically, all parties have to consider their position at this moment. And that's where we are. So negotiations are still ongoing as far as I'm concerned. There are difficulties in some areas, but that is normal in negotiations. No, there are differences, obviously, because it's a counter proposal. But I'm not at liberty to go into the proposals as well or the substance of the negotiations. Safe to say that we have made it increasingly clear that those items that are due for negotiations, which fall under Category 2 and Category 3, we cannot negotiate with that. That is for the Public Service Joint Committee that has been set up. And that is their domain.